was a better person than I knew I was.
Hey, folks, let's spend some time with friends up north. Pat Kreitlow of Up North News is on Lake Wasota. Sarah Yacoub of the Minocqua Brewing Company Super Pack is on the Mississippi River. And up on Lake Minocqua is Kirk Bangstad of the Minocqua Brewing Company. Wherever you are, welcome. You're up north.
Won't you let me die happy?
Hello and welcome to the Up North Podcast. I'm Kirk Bangstad.
And I'm Sarah Yacoub. And I just learned that Kirk has not seen Encanto. This is a crisis. Sorry,
hasn't seen Encanto?
Evidently not. Who has not seen Encanto?
Wait a minute. And I'm Pat Kreitlow. Wait a minute. How is it? How could this be? Do we need?
We don't talk about Bruno.
Explain yourself.
So Pat just said. I just said, guys, are we not going to talk about the Gableman investigation in our opening segment? Because we didn't put that in our script today. And then Pat just said, we don't talk about Bruno in the chat. And I just got, because I saw Encanto, but I did not get that reference until Sarah just let me know that that reference was Encanto. And that's hilarious.
Okay.
Way
okay.
to go,
Pat.
Way
but
to go,
did
Pat.
You hear what I said? I heard that Kirk has never been to Oconto County. I have no idea you were talking about. This is why live radio probably shouldn't exist. We should just start over, you know, hit the button again. But we can't. We can't.
Oconto, Encanto. Right here, obviously.
Encanto, Oconto.
We don't talk about Bruno. What's this? How's the song go, Pat? Are you going to sing it for us?
I don't know because I haven't been to Encanto. I've been to Oconto County. I have not seen Encanto.
Wait, why did you? Why did you write about? We don't talk about Bruno. Then
I know the line. I get that. I get cultural references. I get Wisconsin geography. I just don't get to get my hearing checked very often is apparently what we've got going here.
Oh, no. That's hilarious. Way to go, Sarah. You just completely derailed our opening Sarah, segment.
What Sarah did was basically Kirk and I were the 7 and 10 pins, and she knocked both pins down. She took the 7-10 split and took the show down with her in a way that we haven't seen since that time that Kirk accidentally kicked the computer and took the radio station off the air.
Yeah, that was a disaster. There's no doubt about that. That was a full-on disaster.
Yes.
Oh, my God, Sarah, what the hell are you doing to us?
She just asked an innocent question. And we all feel better now. This would be the time where I talk about what's on the show this week as we try to put the cars back on the tracks here. On the show this week, there is finally an alternative to Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, the big business lobbying group, which has basically been our de facto state legislature for the past decade or so. Also, with war raging in Ukraine, we revisit the history of this conflict as shaped by Ron Johnson and former President Donald Trump. They are far from blameless in this tragedy. And we will talk about how the Wisconsin legislature has gone home for the year. For the year. They get paid the rest of the year, but they're home for the year. Nice scam if you can get it. And let's finally, in the minute we have left here before the break, put a nice little check mark next to Wisconsin, getting a presidential visit after the State of the Union speech to talk up infrastructure. This would be the point, Kirk, where I ask if you or Sarah have been over the Blatnik Bridge in Superior, where the president was today, but I don't know how we're going to miss hear each other. You might think, has he ever had Blatt's beer, not the Blatnik Bridge?
So, Pat, we won't have any time because Sarah derailed this entire segment, but let me just say that yes, I have been over the bridge. I have been to Duluth and back many times. We live up north. This is kind of what we do. We go to Duluth sometimes because it's fun in Duluth. And there is so much infrastructure there. It makes perfect sense that Biden went there because there's huge everything, huge bridges, huge tanks. And it is an infrastructure like hugeness in Wisconsin.
Hugeness is probably a good way to get out of this segment. When we come back, Sean Fedeplace from Main Street Alliance, the new alternative for small business owners who understand that they need to understand how politicians can help or hurt. You're up north, we think.